Now, first of all, there are several versions of this piece. A small orchestra, large orchestra, condensed version, longer versions.
Well, we've got a unique version, actually. It's a version for full orchestra, so it's very much like the suite that is the most familiar of the versions, the full orchestra suite. But here, Michael Tilson Thomas has done something quite unusual. He's gotten the extra music that was part of the original ballet, which Copland originally took out when he compiled the suite, saying that it was mainly of choreographic interest. But Eugene Normandy in 1954 asked for him to score that up as well so he could include it in the ballet. It adds about 10 minutes to the length. It's never been published. It only exists in manuscript, but it's very, very interesting. So here we have a full orchestral version of Appalachian Spring, and it's really a corker as far as that goes. It's a wonderful performance.
Ted, you've heard I don't know how many dozen recordings of Appalachian Spring. Why this one?
There are an awful lot of recordings, including several from the composer himself, but there's something about this one that I particularly like. Michael Tilson Thomas is a generation further down the line, and yet he knew Copland, and he grew up with this music just like you and I did.
In fact, there's a picture of the two of them together in 1973 at Tanglewood in this CD.
So, I mean, he was very close to Copland, but he also has a different perspective, and I think there's a kind of maturity now in the interpretation, in the approach. In addition, there are the characteristics that Michael Tilson Thomas has tried to inculcate in the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. He's developed the orchestra in such a way that it has a very lean sound, lean and clean, very transparent textures, and that works beautifully in this music, because that's one of the characteristics that Copland was striving for when he developed this American idiom of the 1940s. He wanted lighter, clearer, more open textures, and an orchestra like the San Francisco Symphony really puts those across ideally. There's also a very crisp sense of rhythm in this performance. It's disciplined, it's never driven.
What you mean, Ted, there's building tension with those rhythms, but there's still an openness to it. You hear some conductors taking that ba 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 ba, and this is da 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 da. So when it finally opens up at the end, you get emotional release rather than feeling like you want to sit down and drink some water
yeah,
and catch your breath.
That's exactly right. Some of the performances you hear of this are just so gung-ho that you always feel you're being slammed to the mat. And that's really not what the music's about. It's a ballet. It's to be danced. And it's gentle in many places. And even when it gets more lively like this, there has to be a kind of restraint in the music. And something about the approach has to remind you that this is a story being told in dance.
Let's hear this unique version of Appalachian Spring from Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony, a recording made in 1999. Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred. We'll be right back.